Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we should be previewing the ALCS today. At least that's what I was dumb enough to tell myself. Was it 2 weeks ago now? When I started to buy into the Yankees when I've been so dead against this team for so long. Last year was different. I rightfully said it all from the top, but this team has been the same nonsense for roughly a decade. And this year was obvious to see. And I said it all year long. And I was fooled. During that Red Sox three-game series, little bit of a sprinkle with the way they played down the stretch, that gauntlet that they played well in, and following that up with how well they played against the White Sox and the Orioles, and I knew it was the White Sox and the Orioles. So I was opening myself up to it like a dummy. And then I'm Charlie Brown, like Lucy pulling the ball away like a dummy. I fell for it. This team's different because I watched them play baseball properly for a couple of days. And I should know better. I blame myself. Not the Yankees in that regard for making me believe. I blame myself for falling for it. Because it's so obvious when you really break this team down what the problem is. And it is nuanced. It's not a simple thing because the Yankees don't make anything simple. And there's a gray area with a lot of it, which I know we all struggle with. We like yes or no. The Yankees are more talented than basically every team they play. That's inarguable. That's something where I think the disconnect comes whenever you talk to the Yankee fans is, well, how could you not believe? Look how much talent. You're right. There's talent. Up and down. Well, when you break it down, is this guy better than that guy? You're right. They are more talented there. You're right. He is a better player. And when you do that, you fall into the trap that the Yankees have fallen into for I don't even know how many years. They play fantasy baseball. That's what this is. It's fantasy baseball to put together this roster because every player is exactly the same. And you're looking at the exact same skill set for every player. So when you take it one by one, it makes a hell of a lot of sense. Well, I mean, how can you complain? Your center fielder hit 34 home runs. He hit 235. He's got a good glove. I mean, Trent Grisham, that monster. You're right. Ben Rice, look at him emerge. 255, 26 homers. All those numbers you're right. Jazz Chisholm, look at that. He's 30-30. Yeah, he had only 242, but he had 30 homers, 80 RBIs. He stole 30 bases. Look how much talent. Uh-huh. Anthony Volpe, I know he only hits 220, but he's really good defensively, minus the yips. And then, you know, he hit 20 homers, or 19. The guy's got power. He's got defense. He's a, Ryan McMahon, I mean, I know he only hits 210, but 20 homers every year. He's a really good glove. Uh-huh. All of these are correct. Austin Wells, yeah, I know he only hits 215, but 20 homers, and he's good back there defensively. Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And you've now gone through the entire lineup, and everyone is exactly the same. Everyone hits from 210 to 245 with power. So when you roll it into a database, and this is where, look, we could do the analytics thing all night long. I'm not against analytics. I'm against anything that tells you, but these numbers don't matter. So analytics have somewhat ruined everything because they've made you just, don't look at that. Look at this. Why? I thought analytics, the whole point was to look at everything. And the Yankees have put their blinders on to anything but power, and because they got embarrassed, defense this year. And I don't, once you get past power, like I guess the ability to take some pitches, because some of these guys can draw walks. Some of them can't, some of them can. But what they forget, and this is where you get into the idea of, well, this is a better team than you are. You're more talented. The Blue Jays are a better team. It's because pieces have to fit. I'm not against when you break down each individual player that I just went through with the Yankees, you know, whether it's Stanton, whether it's, there's two guys on the Yankees, and one of them's a free agent now. Aaron Judge. You want to give me 9 Aaron Judges? I'm winning, okay? It's almost like the little kid. How come Johnny doesn't have to do this? Because Johnny gets straight A's, he's a millionaire, and he pays our mortgage. Johnny can do whatever the hell he wants, okay? That's Aaron Judge. So forget him. Cody Bellinger's the other guy. Plays baseball properly. And he's a good ball player. There is something to be said for that. Like, he can change his approach with 2 strikes. He's got power. He can play defense. He can also be a hitter. He can do different things. He's versatile. He doesn't have one specific area that this is it. This is all he can do. Every other guy is not. Every other guy is the same. Every other guy can hit with power, maybe play defense. And that's it. That's it. You can't put 9 guys together like that. That's where the team aspect, that's where the Yankees have lost sight of this. It's almost like, well, then you're against analytics. No. I'm against, it almost feels like, look, I need GPS to get me anywhere. I don't know where the hell I am. Okay? I'll be the first one to admit. I'll get you lost in a circle. I don't know where the hell I'm going. I don't know where I've been. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to deny that. Haven't you lived around here? Don't you remember this street? No. Looks familiar. I don't know the name of it. No clue. I can get to work. I can get home. Like, I know where I'm going if I go there all the time. Couldn't tell you the names of the roads, but I know where I'm going. Everything else, somebody help me out. So I'm all for the GPS. But I'm not going to be Michael in the office. I'm not going to turn right into a pond because the GPS told me to. And that's where I feel like the Yankees have kind of lost on the analytics. They continue to put the same player together, and then you put it into the database, and you go, well, if this guy does hit 25 to 30 homers, and he does get on base or whatever the clip is, and he hits 240, if you roll out the numbers over 162, it works. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You wind up being hot and cold like the Yankees are all season long when they go through that inevitable one-month swoon where they tell you, that's baseball. No, it's because your team is built like that because they're hot and cold, and it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's also inevitable that you're going to get really hot because everybody's going to get hot at the same time. That's inevitable when you're built like this, where everybody's the same. And they've lost sight of, you need guys that can do different things. Now, I'm not blind to, let's use Luis Arraez, because he's the guy that we all think of, right? High average, no power. If you roll 9 Luis Arraezes out, you know what you have? A loser. You can't win like that. You need to be able to hit some home runs. You need to be able to score runs at bunches. You need to be able to do more things than just, he's not a great on-base guy. He's a guy that can hit. You know that, and I'm using a today standard. Because if I'm going to go with like the automatic, you know, you can go back to the days of, you know, you give me 9 Ichiros, I'm still not winning. I know some of you, well, what do you mean? I mean, if I get a guy that's hitting 350, 1 through 9 in the lineup, I'm going to win. No, you're not. You're not. Because you're only going to hit like 50 homers for that year. You're not going to win. You need to be able to do different things. But somewhere along the line, we thought that it's okay to have nine guys that are, I mean, nine Adam Dunns? Is that too old a reference? He walks a lot and he has a lot of homers. Well, you know what? If I do that one through nine, I'm going to win a lot because I'm going to score a lot of runs. No, you're not. Now, you may over 162 score a lot of runs, and you may get, it may equal out to roughly some win. When it comes down, push comes to shove, you're easily pitched against. Easily. And that's why this is not shocking that the Yankees were bounced. That's why I blame myself that I didn't see it coming. Because I convinced myself that they were better than what they had shown all year long. And it's not true. You are who you are. And you go, well, every year, like, why can't they just hit homers in the playoffs? Because you don't see the same pitching in the playoffs. This is not rocket science in a lot of ways. When you're not a good hitter, you can get exploited. During the regular season, teams don't have the ability to, whether it's their bullpen's not set up properly, you get a different guy in the rotation, you wind up getting fours and fives, you see underbellies, whatever the case is, you're going to get your numbers against guys that are not, when push comes to shove in the playoffs, guys you're going to see. And you're easily pitched against because you all have the same weaknesses. You all have the same holes in your swing. Every single one of you. You're telling me that a pitcher has to have a different plan to face Ryan McMahon or Austin Wells or Trent Grisham? They're all exactly the same. Do you realize how easy that is for an opposing pitching staff? For an opposing manager? I now have this guy. I can get four guys out in a row. Oh, stack them differently. Okay. Put Anthony Volpe in between. That changed everything now. They're all the same. All you got to do is look a little deeper into why they're incapable of hitting in the playoffs. Some of it's pressure. I'm not going to deny that. Like, why didn't Aaron Judge hit until this year? That's pressure. Trying to do too much. Those are things that, as much as we want to be able to quantify, those are difficult to do. We don't know how somebody handles pressure until we put them under pressure. I'm not going to get on the Yankee brass. Some of it, yes, because if you've seen it before and you've known it, and it's obvious that this guy doesn't handle as well, then yeah, that's on you. But when you get young guys, you don't really truly know. You think you do, you don't. You have to see it. Then once they show you, then you have to follow suit with that. So I understand that there's some, again, nuance there. But when you're surprised that a guy that hits 210 has a bad approach in the playoffs, that's on you. That's on you. You shouldn't be surprised. And that's why I blame myself. And again, it's not always, well, did you swing? Did you not swing? The Austin Wells with the bases loaded at 5-1. The one chance that the Yankees had in game four. You come up, guy walks in front of you, loads the bases with two outs. The first thing you do is swing at the first pitch. And everybody, and understandably, why did you swing at the first pitch? I actually don't care that you swung at the first pitch. I can live with that. I'm upset that you swung at a splitter away and you lofted a lazy fly ball to left. If you're going to swing at the first pitch, you have to have the mindset of, I need something I can drive, fastball, middle, in, so I can tie this game. So if you're going to do things and you're going to be into the square area of, this is all I can do, well, then damn it, you at least do it well. And it's the same thing over and over and over and over. And then they give you the nonsense of, oh, it's crapshoot. Who would have saw that coming? I mean, they hit all year. Why didn't hit in the playoffs? When you think playoff basketball, why does it change so much? Because during the regular season, you can't match up. You can't, you know, you could advance scout a little bit. They're not doing that. They're rolling the ball out. They run their sets. They run their offense. They play their defense. I matched up with you and you. Maybe we played a little zone. Otherwise, we're playing man up. And then look, it's almost like, you know, playground basketball at that point. You're good. I'm good. Let's see who's better. And that's it. And that's how you roll out the regular season. And you rely on your talent, which comes back to the Yankee. Talent is unquestioned. But then when it comes to playoff basketball, all of a sudden we're playing seven straight games against the same team and we're advanced scouting and thinking about it. We're going to game plan. We're going to change things up. We're going to lock down. No. You're going to be only defensively on this guy. This guy's going to... And everything changes. And you look at a team and you go, this is not the same team I watched all year long. No, it's not. It's not. It's because it's called playoffs. And it's different. And the animal changes. And you need to adapt. And you need to change. Otherwise, you get sent home. And you get good teams that get sent home. And you're like, why is that? Now, if you're smart, as an organization, you realize and you go, because we weren't built for this. We were built for the long haul. We weren't built for this. The Yankees convinced themselves, no. We're built for the long haul and this. You could do both. You need to have one eye on one and one eye on the other. And sometimes, you have to sacrifice talent for fit. And the Yankees have lost that over the years. They've lost that. And that's why it's not as simple as, well, the Blue Jays put the ball in play. It's not just that. Because you need guys that, like Vladimir Guerrero, you need guys that can hit home runs. There is nobody sitting here telling you that you don't. You do. But you need other guys, like I talked about in Game 4. Miles Straw, the last two runs that the Blue Jays scored. I don't remember who was pitching for the Yankees at that point. It's inconsequential. It was a pitch in. It was almost coming to his belt with two strikes. He was able to bring his hands in and bloop exit velocity on this thing was probably 34. Drawn in infield, he bloops it right to the grass in right field. And you would say, that's a lucky hit. But it's not. It's not. That's hitting. That's playoff baseball. It's the ability to do both. I'm not asking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Judge to bloop a base hit to right. He needs to be Aaron Judge. But I'm asking for there to be two guys, three guys in that lineup. That is their job. To not swing, to try to make it a three-run game at this point, but to just bloop one into right field and score the two runners that are in scoring position. That's playoff baseball. And that's where the Yankees are completely and totally ineffective, and that's where they show you that they're frauds. And it's year after year after year after year. And don't get blinded by, well, Luis Gil didn't pitch well in Game 1. It's a 2-0 game in the sixth. Where's your offense? And Max Fried got blown up in Game 2. Where is your offense? Look, we scored in Game 3. Aaron Judge carry you. And in Game 4, I mean, it's tough when you're matching up with an entire bullpen that you've seen dominated you. Dominated. 8 different guys shut you down. You're telling me every single one of those guys is a Hall of Famer? Every single one of them? Oh, they're better than you realize. All of them? That's on you. It's because you're easily pitched. Because you stink. Because you do the one thing that you do well. And over 162, when you roll it through that database, you'll tell me at the end of the year, we lead the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. And every year, you're sent packing, and your offense sucks in the playoffs. And you're going to tell me, it's a crapshoot. It's not. You're poorly built. And until you step back and you go, we have to do things differently than we're doing it, it'll be the same thing. Over and over and over. This Groundhog Day of Yankee baseball needs to come to an end. It really does. Because otherwise we're going to wind up in this routine of 90 to 95 wins, playoff baseball, scent packing, roll it back out next year, and go, we're this close. I mean, you don't win 95 games without being good. You need to change your thought process. And it doesn't mean get away from analytics. It means use some common sense with the analytics. You have completely forgotten that a team, that a roster, that 26 guys can't do the same thing. You need pieces that fit together. Start building the chess pieces. Everything can't be a straight line. The Yankees have completely lost sight of that. And the teams that play in October, the teams that win in October, the teams that you watch on TV, as I have the Brewers and the Cubs in front of me, staring at this in the NLDS in Game 5 to see who plays the Dodgers, they understand it a lot better than the Yankees do. So it's not about money, and it's not about bunting. It's about opening your eyes and realizing that your process fails. And the first step to be able to fix anything is to come to grips with that. And the Yankees won't. And you'll see that when everything comes back exactly the way it is for next year. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Marco Belletti, I got you next 4 hours. I got you till 2 a.m. We got a lot to do. We'll continue to talk about the Yankees, and we'll do the postmortem. Also want to get into, again, just the way this team is consistently put together and why it's so maddening, because there's the nuance that I just went through it. You see the good numbers, and then you see the constant, I don't even see this disappointment, almost expected shutdown that comes in the playoffs. We'll look at that. We'll look at some of the free agents that are going to be available. We'll break some of that down. We're going to look at the baseball playoffs. Again, we're going to watch the Cubs and the Brewers together. Justin Rock will update us through the night. I'll continue to update us too. We'll get through this. We'll see some of the things that I want to fix in the baseball playoffs and some of the things that I think baseball itself needs to fix. We got the Giants. We got the Jets. We got a lot to do till 2 a.m. Marco Belletti here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.